is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have agreed on a framework for a trade deal. He says it calls for 15% tariffs on Japanese goods. BBC's Asia business correspondent Suranjana Tiwari has more.
Japan is the most significant of the clutch of deals President Trump has struck so far. In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said Tokyo has agreed to invest $550 billion into the U.S. American cars, trucks, rice, and certain agricultural products would also be sold more freely in Japan, according to the president. The announcement sent stocks in Japan and South Korea higher, led by automakers. The yen also strengthened against the dollar.
Japan's trade envoy said steel and aluminum are not part of the framework. A 55-year-old man named Michael Gann is facing federal charges after the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force says he built explosive devices and placed them around Manhattan. CBS's Anna Schechter is following that for us.
Prosecutors said the suspect manufactured at least seven improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, using precursor chemicals that he ordered on the internet.
Gann could be facing up to 40 years behind bars. The National Weather Service has issued extreme heat warnings and heat advisories for millions across the South, Plains, and Midwest. We go now to CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've now added the Midwest to our heat alerts today. A heat advisory in effect for Chicago, up into Wisconsin, parts of Iowa as well. What we've got is not just heat, but also humidity. And that combination there is giving you feels like temperatures in excess of 105. In some places.
The State Department's Tammy Bruce says U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is heading to the Middle East for talks on Gaza.
He's going to be able to continue with the negotiations that will lead us to this, ceasefire.
More than 100 aid organizations have just warned that mass starvation is spreading in Gaza. Columbia University has announced disciplinary action against students who took part in several pro-Palestinian demonstrations at the campus. A student activist group said nearly 80 students have been suspended for 1 to 3 years or expelled. Heavy metal rocker turned reality TV star Ozzy Osbourne has died. Our Matt Piper looks back.
Ozzy Osbourne was the demon-invoking lead singer of one of the biggest heavy metal bands, Black Sabbath. Osbourne would later reveal himself to be a sweet father on the family's reality TV show, The Osbournes. His death comes just weeks after his final farewell show in England earlier this month, the first time in 20 years that the band performed together.
Osbourne was 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If Old Spice Deep Sea Super Hydration Body Wash were music, what would it sound like? Start with the deep sounds of Old Spice's ocean waves and kelp. Layer on the smooth, renewing moisture. You wouldn't hear any parabens or phthalates because Old Spice Deep Sea hasn't got any. But you would hear that vitamin B3 for healthier-looking skin. So while your regular body wash sounds like this, Old Spice sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judges at the World Court in The Hague will issue their non-binding advisory opinion on countries' legal rights and responsibilities regarding climate change later today. Lauren Comito is there.
The small sinking island nations like Vanuatu that instigated this case argue legal action is necessary to curb what they call an existential threat. They say judges possess the power to course correct on the climate crisis, and they're seeking restitution and a legal end to fossil fuels. But many big emitters like the U.S. argue the court should defer to the legal agreements on climate change already in place, including the Paris Agreement. Although the court's opinion is non-binding, it will likely influence litigation worldwide. Lauren Comito for CBS News, The Hague.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is criticizing financial institutions still using voice prints for authentication. He called it outdated, as AI can now create voice clones that are nearly indistinguishable from real voices. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mostly clear sky in the overnight with a south breeze and morning lows dropping to the lower 70s. Sunshine, quite a bit of heat on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Heat index between 100 and 105. Look for a south breeze. Currently 71 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Comes. Columbia Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
yo. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Oh, simpler place.
Whenever
of time.
He takes that ride.
Ooh, yo.
This is gonna be right by his side.
I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, the midnight train.
Giving all
Georgia.
The midnight train.
Hey, I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
To an end, but darling, only now I Are you free to start again? Lift up your pretty chin. Don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
To me. position as well.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Must
sweet as the punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks, who sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary, and does she want to set them free and let them see reality from where she got a name? And will they struggle much when told that such a tender touch of hers will make them not the same? When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
Style that shows me. Don't want
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Lolinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. We'll be right back.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
junior prom.
July.
Like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah.